Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning. Whoa, here we go again. We're back in the studio this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, July 25th. I said it there in the last hour, lads. How is it July 25th?
July.
How have we, what's happening? What is happening in the world? Like, how have we got to the end of July? Do you know?
Yeah.
Happy Christmas. I can't speak this morning.
The show was out a bit late last night.
No, don't put that on. I'm just saying.
No, I really wasn't out late.
Well, I was out late for me, but when he says late, that would imply that maybe I was out till like 12 or 1.
No.
I left the restaurant at 9:30 last
night.
Oh! It's just like for me.
Oh my God. We got new cameras as well. I look very different this morning.
Oh my God. We need a little bit of a filter on those cameras. We're very pale. Yeah. Waving at yourself. Anyway, I was out for dinner and I have to say, right, did you ever do this where you eat late and you have a big feed and you should be, by rights, full up?
Yeah.
I'm really hungry this morning. I could go again. I could eat that tikka masala and the korma and the papadums. Ooh, and the... Don't look...
There's going to be some bang this morning. Tikka masala, Kitty, and be warned.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting. I've never done that in studio. I've never.
Okay, right. It's Thursday morning. I hope you're in good form. Thursday means final daily dilemma of the week, and we have a toughie for you later on at 8:30 this morning. We're going to play another round of Beat the Bomb at Nor Valley, and plenty of crack along the way, too. You can talk to us on 085 102 9103. Good morning to you.
How are you now? Good morning. Welcome to Thursday.
Okay,
hope you're well.
We're asking you this morning, and we don't be all the tough guys and tough gals with us. We know we're all wusses at the end of the day. Killian, what everyday run-of-the-mill thing were you terrified as a child?
Two things. Walking on a footpath and the shower.
Okay, let's take them one by one.
Okay.
Footpath.
So footpath, everyone knows of the man when they're a child. Yeah.
Whether it's the boogeyman.
Yeah. Or just the man. Like, so if you're in a shop, the man now will get you if you don't stop being good. Do you know, if you're being bold, it's the man at the till now will get you.
Man.
So when we were walking uptown, man wanted me on the inside, not on the outside.
Okay.
So her ploy to get me to always stay on the inside was, the man will come and nip out his arm out of the car and take you.
Wow.
Oh God, that is quite severe, isn't it? Where are you in the family again?
Third.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it got me walking on the inside of the footpath. And then the shower, I watched Jaws.
Oh,
and I was terrified.
No.
And just because it was water, I was afraid a shark was going to come up the drain and eat me. So I never showered. I like had to have my mom like outside the bathroom.
I never showered.
Hosing you down in the garden.
I'd be absolutely stinking. And she'd go, you need to clean yourself.
I just couldn't do it.
I could kind of get it if it was the baths, but the shower.
Or like the sea. Like, how are you on the sea?
We're Bagnestown, sure. Carlo, we have no sea. Not like lucky Watford.
We've never seen the swimming pool, the Bagnestown pool.
Sometimes, yeah.
Can I tell you, on that note, right? It wasn't a shark, but a lizard came up the toilet when I was younger in Ibiza. Yeah, like right up that toilet bowl, right up to the top.
Right,
well, he didn't.
Ah, lads.
No, I meant the bowl.
I know.
The lizard came up the bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It happened.
Did he get you?
No, I caught him I saw him in time and then I screamed. And, yeah.
I just thought of another one, actually. What innocent run-of-the-mill thing terrified me as a child. The car wash. You know, you go into the car wash and the whoosh thing would come down and it'd be coming. I thought it was going to come down and crush the car.
That's not a child thing.
Oh, you still have that, do you?
Do you?
Honest to God, like, I am worse than Eve when we go through that car wash. I actually haven't gone through one for a while. The last time I was convinced it was clamping me.
Yeah. You're better off probably with your nervousness just getting the spray one rather than the machine one.
Yeah, no, that's what
right
I've started to do.
Yeah.
I just don't trust that. Like, there's nobody there manning that. Mm. You know, there's nobody in control of it.
It's just a machine.
It's automatic.
It's a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot. Anything could happen. I don't know. I think I'll be like that forever.
Forever.
You know?
Take that.
And that's why, what did you say about my countryman yesterday?
It's not in the best nick now in terms of cleanliness. The exterior we're talking about, because it's a white car and there's a lot of hands. What are you putting in there out of the boot?
I was away at the weekend. So
your hands or Eve's hands? There's so many hands.
All hands. All hands on deck.
Okay, we want to hear from you this morning. We want to compile our little list. Make us feel better. Make us feel less like wusses this morning. We're asking simply, what was the everyday run-of-the-mill thing that you were terrified of as a child? Maybe it was the earwigs or the car wash or the shower or whatever it might be. 085 102 9103. Your voice notes are welcome. We'll come back to this in a little while. Coming back to, actually, Meatloaf might be on the list. He scared me as a child.
Meatloaf,
yeah.
Google
the singer. Yeah. I know who Meatloaf is.
Yes, yeah, but like in Googling, the video, he did the whole like mask thing, and he was like the Beauty and the Beast.
That's exactly what I used to think Meatloaf was.
Bad out of hell is that?
Yeah, the album. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. Two quick things. The shoe measuring machines, I don't think they're the same anymore as they used to be when we went in to get your shoes measured. And it's like the car wash. It'll go in zzz.
It's a clamp.
It is a clamp. It's a clamp on your foot.
Yeah. And I remember them.
You'd be terrified that it was going to keep going and squish your foot. Yeah.
They don't do it anymore. Thankfully, it's just like you put your foot flat and then
it just
the thing literally just slides down. Yeah. I don't know why they needed to do that.
Yeah, okay, sorry, I'll keep going here. Number two on the list, have you ever had a cast?
Yes.
You know, they take the cast off?
Yeah.
And the saw? That knows not to touch the skin.
Pizza slicer. And it
supposedly knows, oh, that skin, I won't touch that. I don't trust that. And as a kid, I didn't trust that at all. That it would not chop my arm off.
Yeah, like how is it chopping through like a hard like plaster?
Exactly.
And then it doesn't chop through your skin.
Exactly.
They're doctors.
Rest my case.
Kathy broke her wrist years ago and I brought her down to here actually, Arkane, to get the cast off. And she's really bad in hospitals anyway. Like she kind of goes queasy. All lightheaded and queasy.
Even when she walks into
hospital. So brought her down anyway and your man said, you're next. But we were waiting out in the waiting area and there was somebody else getting their cast off. And the next minute she just keeled over. She fainted.
I'm gone.
We hadn't even gone in.
I love that. And the milk thing scared you as a child. 085 102 9103. David was on The Blair Witch and the Banshee, because we lived beside a woods growing up. So my dad and his siblings and all used to tell us horror or scary stories about them and tell us we're going on the hunt through the woods to find them.
No, 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 no. I would not be going through the woods. No.
I was reading another one here as well. Paul was on to us. He says, my mother told us when we were kids there was a black hole in the Good Shepherds for bold kids. And if that didn't scare you for life, nothing would. You had to keep. Oh,
yeah. You had to keep what?
No, are you pointing at
something? Yeah, just Yasmin. As a kid, I was terrified of clothes hangers and would freak out if my parents tried to put some of them in the wardrobe. All my clothes had to be folded, and I'm 25 and I'm still terrified of them. I got a tattoo of one of them thinking that immersion therapy would work to fix my fear, and now I get a fright every time I look at my wrist. I know I'm an idiot. Oh, Yasmin, there's a lot going on there.
That's a serious one, like, to be fair. Like, was there something that caused your fear of the coat hanger? I mean, I don't really like coat hangers, but I don't just go ah when I see one.
But maybe it was it was like that thought of like there's something in the cupboard or in the like wardrobe and that they were going to come alive or something. I don't know.
Suppose your full outfits on them. It's like,
oh yeah,
yes, that's probably it. It's coming alive. Yeah. Whoa.
Donal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Now,
we're good.
I have to say, before you get into yours, show had a bit of a flashback there, didn't she, with this one?
Yeah, like, this is relatable.
She was affected by this. Yeah, go for it.
So when I was younger, when you used to stay over at the grandmother's house, you'd come down for breakfast.
Yeah.
And without fail, every morning, there used to be the drinking glass on the table with the false teeth in them.
Oh, God.
And they'd just be sitting on the kitchen table whilst you were having the breakfast.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, you were there having the breakfast. She'd be there for maybe an hour and a half, talking to you without the teeth in. And no, I could never do it. I used to have to look away.
Yeah. It's like having a creature on the table with you, an alien.
It would scare the devil out of you.
Yeah.
It would.
And you would think maybe she'd put them somewhere out of sight, maybe. Like,
on the kitchen table, middle of the kitchen table. Yeah. It was like a centrepiece.
Oh. Like a candelabra.
Honestly. Top of the morning. Wake up with
your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Hey, right, I want to talk to you. It's that time of year. It's a stressful time of year if you're 18 years of age, because the Debs is coming. And you got to sort the suit or the dress or whatever it might be. But also you got to ask someone if it's your Debs. And that can be, I think that's such a stressful decision for people. It's all grand if you're loved up since you're 15 with your boyfriend or girlfriend. But if you're single at that age, it can be really tricky, can't it?
Yeah, and like I've spoken to people over the years who've just been like, I didn't want to go because, or people, do you know what? I've heard of people going on their own now as well.
Or people just going in a group of friends.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But
not feeling under pressure to put yourself in that situation. Like, you shouldn't have to ask somebody if you don't want it.
I know, but then you have the whole pre-ritual of who coming to the house and mammy and auntie being around. It's not much fun if you're just on your own.
No, I'll be like, this is my night.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Guy in my ear who brought another guy like below who was like his friend.
Yeah.
Didn't ask a girl. Like, he was all like, he skipped in. So he was all like, I want my friend to be there. So the two lads just went together.
Yeah. Did they have the best night?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when it does come to the Debs, I suppose I want to ask you this morning, looking back on your Debs, the person that you asked, how are things now with them? Do you still know them? Are you still friendly with them? Maybe you married them. Or maybe you saw them in action at the Debs and you just said, I have nothing to do with that person anymore. That's what I want to touch on. Kaylin, you're still pals.
Yeah, so at the time of my Debs, I had a girlfriend at the time, but she was on holidays. Okay. So there was nothing I could do. So I had to bring a friend. So I brought my Irish teacher's daughter, who was also my friend. At the time, it was just kind of weird because she was there at the school.
Was the Irish teacher at the Debs too?
She was at the school, like, when they were coming.
Okay.
I have to go out to her house and collect, you know, do the, what is it, the croissant or what do you call them?
Not a croissant.
What's it called?
A croissant.
Ah, yeah.
Let me just put this croissant on you.
But yeah, no, we worked together for about like 4 or 5 years, and I worked with her sister as well, and we're still like, we wouldn't talk every day, but like once every 6 months we'd check in and we'd meet.
Not every day. Once every 6 months. There's
like
quite a gap between every day and once every 6 months.
Yeah, but it's that kind of friendship where like
when you do meet, nothing
has changed.
And she does get a mention every now and then on the show, doesn't she?
Orla, that's quite sweet.
That's a success story.
Yeah,
what about you? I should point out from the start, I didn't have a Debs. It was banned in my school at the time.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
There'd been trouble a couple of years previous and they just said they're not doing Debs. Very sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah. I didn't have that pressure. But did you still know the person that you would have gone with?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
So we would have stayed, like, we were actually in a couple. So that made it easier.
Yeah,
I didn't
easier.
Have to think about it. And we stayed together for maybe a year or two after that. And then, like, it didn't end badly, but like when you've been with someone for a couple of years, I suppose it's
at
like, how do you navigate that, like being friends or whatever? But we were never like enemies in any way. But I did have to contact him. I can't remember why. This, I was getting Garda vetted for something.
What has he got to? Is that on the Garda vetting form? Can you please contact the person you went to the Debs with? We need them as a reference. Or what? I'm just trying to see the link here.
Okay, wait. So I was getting Garda vetted, and you, when you are, you need to, this makes me sound so dodgy, I was teaching at the time, you have to provide a list of your previous addresses.
Okay.
And I had lived with him for my first year in college, and I couldn't remember the address.
Right.
And so I still had his number, but like hadn't talked to him for like years and years. So that was a really, I was like, I can't ring him. I'm just going to.
You're not doing what most people do and get your mum to ring him. That's what I do. So would you ring him?
No, that would be really weird. No, would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get your mum to ring an ex and be like,
mate,
where did we live again?
Yeah.
So I messaged him, and I'd say this is a good few years ago. I don't know if I had even the number. But anyway, I remember messaging him and we were back and forth and like catching up, and it was actually really lovely.
Yeah.
So I know now that I think he comes to Wexford, he has, don't say too much.
Yeah, you're giving a lot of personal information here. You're nearly going to give out the address he lived in.
This is a really weird story. Which started with me being guard of edit. So anyway, at least I know if I ever bump into him that it's not going to be strange, because you do have that moment if you've been, you're with somebody and you haven't
seen them in a long time. Did you get the guard of edit? Did you get the all clear?
I'm all clear.
Great. Phew. Okay. That's our quick question to you this morning, and you might want to stay on this, I don't mind. But the person that you went to the Debs with, what was the relationship like afterwards? Do you still know them? Do you still see them? Would you be friendly with them? Or did you get a turn and went, I never want to see that person again? What is the relationship like now, whatever age you are, with the person you went to the Debs with? Three. Let's go straight to Aidy. Good morning. How's the form?
Hi, how are we?
We're good, and we're good. Now take us back to your Debs night and who you brought.
So it was 2007.
Mm. Okay.
And I was actually 6 months pregnant going to my dibs.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 months. And I brought Danny with me.
Okay.
And fast forward to today, and me and Danny are married and we have two kids.
Amazing.
And yeah. And it's actually our youngest son's birthday today. His name is Owen and he's 11 today.
Happy birthday, Owen.
Yeah, that is the sweetest story. Did you know, when you think back on that night, were you like, yeah, I'm going to be with this guy forever?
Oh, God, no. No.
At that age, no.
And like it wasn't in a bad sense. It was just we were so young, and like it's a big responsibility. When I found out I was pregnant, I was like, "Oh, jeepers!" You know.
Yeah.
No, we got married in 2022, and two boys, and yeah.
And Kinnear, Aidy, do you say to your eldest boy, you know, you were at the Debs. You were at the Debs with us.
I actually still have the photo at home of the two of us at the Debs.
No way.
And yeah, it's on the mantelpiece, and I'm like, there you are now.
Where was it, AD? Yeah. Where did you have your dibs?
I went to school in St. Augustine's College in Dungarvan.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, look, lovely story.
Happy
Thanks for
ending.
Chatting to us. You have a great day, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
And tell everyone, don't be stressing about the dibs. Yeah. It's one night.
You're so
have
right.
A great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for that, AD. A couple of texts. You want to take one?
Yes. We have a message here. No name on this. I had a boyfriend at the time. His dibs was one night. Mine was the night after. He cheated on me 3 days before and I was too shy to ask anyone else, so went and we didn't speak. This was 11 years ago. He asked me out for a drink a few months ago.
Whoa.
Did you go? No, probably not. He cheated on you before. No, you probably... Did you go?
We need an update on that. Yeah. Did you go for the drink? Another message here. I had a boyfriend before my Debs for the whole of 6 years. He asked me to be his date the night before the actual Debs. I said, because he hadn't asked me, I'd arranged to meet my friends for photos beforehand because they had no dates either. He didn't talk to me for the whole night, then went off with someone else. And when I asked him if we were done, he said... Obviously.
Oh my God.
He has refused to speak to me since, and we've mutual friends to this day. It's been 8 years.
Whoa.
Stop.
Drama.
God, you think he'd have moved on?
Yeah. And Patrick was on to us too.
Good morning, guys. My little episode of the Debs was, it was actually my sister's Debs, it was. And I came home from work that evening. And sure, she was in the sitting room in a flood of tears. The guy that she was going to the Debs with had let her down.
Aww.
And it was literally hours before the Debs. And
had
a shower. I came downstairs dressed up in a tux. And I said, if he won't bring you, sure, I'll bring you. And lo and behold, we went to the Debs. I did with my sister and it was absolutely brilliant. We had a great night. We danced all night. And never forget it, all the guys that were there and girls, we had great crack. And at first, getting out of the car, everyone looking at us thought it was hilarious, like, well, geez, everyone said fair play, well done, brilliant. But we absolutely had a ball of a night. And sure, look, that's what it's all about. So that's my memory of the Debs. And how's my relationship?
Brilliant. So there you go.
I'm glad to hear it.
Aww,
that's so sweet.
You are
really
the nicest guy ever. I love that.
And ultimately, if you get on well with your sibling, you're going to have a ball at something
like that.
I know,
but just the fact that he went up, it's like something in a movie, and didn't say it and then just came down and was like, I'm ready.
You have an update, do you?
Oh yeah, sorry. On
The person with the boyfriend, his Debs was one night, mine was the night after. He cheated on me 3 days beforehand. I was too shy to ask anyone else, so we went and didn't speak 11 years ago, but he asked me for a drink a few months ago. Ha 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 ha. What happened next show?
Anon has come back to us. I did not. Queen of holding a grudge.
Good stuff.
Another Anon. I went to 4 grads. I would still speak to 3 of the boys except for the one I went with to my own. If I never saw him again, it'd be too soon.
A lot of Deb's grudges we're hearing about this morning. I love it.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
I'm kidding with you.
Morning.
Time for Beat the Bomb with Norvalley Pet Farm in Kilkenny. They've got loads going on there this summer and the hot food 7 days a week too. And giving it a go this morning is Tracy.
Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Where are you this morning?
Just in Wexford on Daybreak.
Oh, you're in Daybreak. Okay. And is that the one on the main street?
That's the one on the main street.
Yes, sure, I know it well.
That's the photo of your deli I've been sending you.
Oh, that's your deli with all this hot food. Oh, Tracy, I love it. And you do a great 99 as well, I have to say.
Thank you.
Are you on your own this morning, or?
No, I'm actually here with the boss and the Coca-Cola rep.
The Coca-Cola rep's in too. Brilliant.
Send us out a case, will you?
Okay.
Okay, hang on, we'll get our orders here. You want some Coke?
Diet Coke for me, please.
I'll have a full Irish breakfast roll.
Actually, what is your Coca-Cola rep's name?
Michael,
can you answer me a question? Please tell me you're not getting rid of Diet Coke.
No, we're not. No,
it's just it's difficult to get in some places, Michael, you know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've had issues, Michael.
This is not a consumer issues show.
Michael, I'll just pass you on my number when we're finished there and we'll have a chat.
Right. Okay, so it's the gang and Daybreak having a go at Beat the Bomb. Brilliant stuff. Let's start the clock.
The rep and everything.
I know, everyone's involved. Any customers come in, they're more than welcome to join in as well. Let's do this. 102 seconds. Best of luck.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, Daybreak. What score did Spain beat England in the final of Euro 2024? Was it 2-1 or 3-2?
2-1
is right. Who will play Galway? Who will Galway play in the All-Ireland football final?
Arma
is right. What pop star has coined the phrase "brat summer"?
Charlie.
Well done,
yes.
Michael. Yeah. Which Irish county is Slane Castle located in?
Meath
is right. Gwen Stefani rose to fame as the lead singer of which rock band?
No doubt.
Well
no
done,
doubt.
Michael. What is the latest Marvel film released in cinemas today that stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman?
Deadpool vs Wolverine
is the right answer. What part of the entertainment industry do the Emmy Awards celebrate?
TV.
Yes. Who was the first cartoon character to be given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes,
Mickey
Michael. Mouse? True or false, Ryan Gosling is Canadian?
True
is the right answer. Tasmania is an island off which country?
Australia.
Yes. Natalie Portman starred in which 2010 horror centering around a ballet production?
Black Swan.
Black Swan is right. The GameCube was released by which video game company?
Nintendo.
Yes, Michael. What city is the Olympics being held in for 2024?
France. No, Paris.
Yes. Well, Loki is the brother of what Marvel hero?
Tor
is right. In what year was the Spire of Dublin completed and opened to the public? Was it 03 or 06?
Okay.
Yes. If you're feeling unwell, you might say you were under the what?
Weather.
Oh, jeez. Yes. I tell you one thing. He knows his soft drinks. He knows his general knowledge.
That was a team effort. Michael. Michael, though, you're some man. I can't wait to get your number.
The boss answered half of them.
That's the boss. What's the boss's name?
Kieran.
I think you're a brilliant trio. Anybody else in the shop at the moment, or is it still just the three?
The deli's probably full up there.
The deli's full. Guys, between ye this morning, ye got 16 points. You're the leaders this week. Coca-Cola's all round on Michael.
Let's celebrate, Michael. Listen, well done, and thank you so much for bringing the crack to Beat the Bomb this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you get up to, and please, Michael, you know what I'm saying to you about the Diet Coke, all right?
Keep fighting for it.
Yeah, understood.
Thanks,
Well done all.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Can't get you out of my
head, I love a can of Coke.
I know, yeah, I really love a can of Coke. Wexford pulling it out of the bag this week, I tell you. Just the bright sparks. 15 yesterday, 16 today from Wexford. Unbelievable.
I just love the three of them. That was absolutely brilliant. Loved it.
Last chance tomorrow. Get up! I
woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
And the next couple of Olympics are on the other side of the world, so the hours are funny, whereas it's Paris, so we get to watch it all.
And I said to Niall, he messaged me yesterday, it was like Christmas. What's the good news?
Well, the good news is the opening ceremony's on Friday night, kicking off at 6:30 on our screens, and it looks phenomenal, to be fair, because most of the opening ceremonies, all of the contestants walk into the arena.
Athletes,
you could call them then too as well. They walk into the arena together and we normally see them with flags, but this year they're doing it very differently in Paris, and they're all going to sail down the River Seine on boats in a flotilla, and they're going to pass all the iconic monuments like the Eiffel Tower. maybe not the Louvre. I'm not sure they'll see the Mona Lisa from the boat. But they're going to do all that. And they're starting to leak yesterday as they started to spot the stars arrive. Who is going to be performing at it?
I did this on my Celebrity Fix News yesterday. So Lady Gaga was spotted arriving on Sunday night with a baseball cap and a leather jacket, as if that's going to hide who Lady Gaga
is. I know. Well, they showed her practicing yesterday. It looked like it was on a little island in the river and stuff. And then the news broke yesterday. Celine Dion has been spotted in Paris and is expected to make her first appearance in music in so long, what with all the difficulties she's been through.
Near, far, wherever you are, Celine, I am with you all the way. I watched the documentary and I'm so happy for her comeback. Anyway, that's what we're not here to talk about, Celine Dion.
No. But it does look amazing, and it all kicks off Friday evening and then live coverage non-stop from Saturday.
Love it.
However, this question emerged in recent days and I've seen it before and I love it. It's one of my favourite questions. So we're going to run with this for the next while. And my question to you is this. What isn't, but should be, an Olympic sport?
Okay.
Yep. So we know there are all manner of sports in there now. In your mind, what is it? What's the kind of challenge that you think should be an Olympic sport? Would you like me to start the ball rolling on a couple
Please.
Of these? Well, the first one, okay, is without a shadow of a doubt, packing your bags at the Aldi till. You know the speed they zoom that stuff through,
and you feel the pressure, the eyes from the person behind you burning into you, and then the woman looking at you, the man, and like
in theory, if you have a certain amount of items, you're meant to just put them in the trolley and move over to the ledge.
But
I'm only 8 or 9, I can do this.
I feel like they've slowed it down a little bit to make it more like for us, you know.
So that's my number one on my should be an Olympic sport, packing your bags at the Aldi till.
Okay.
Number two, I'm going to do a couple of transport ones here. Number two is getting to your Ryanair gate at Dublin Airport when you hear the final boarding call. You've stayed too long in the bar or the smoking area and you hear final boarding call, Ibiza flight FR272.
You leg it down that 5 mile run and you're like, do I go on the
travelator
or will I
run alongside
it? Yes.
Then you realise, oh, you're at the very far end and you're sweating.
And when you have a child, you're like, you know, every man for himself.
So that's number two on my list of should be an Olympic sport. Yeah. And finally, I'll go with this one next.
Okay.
What should be an Olympic sport that isn't? Listening to a child aged under 10 tell a story. Whoever goes the longest without waving their hand to speed up the story wins the gold. You know that feeling?
This is my life. Oh my God. And top of the
morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, Beat the Bomb is on the way shortly, but first, show's a new fact for us.
Okay.
I don't know if I believe this.
Well, somebody told me this recently and then I just kind of tested it with the girls in the office yesterday. So I said that apparently if you wear sunglasses, it ups your hotness level by 50%, right? Mm. So you're 50% more attractive when you pop on a pair of shades. So all the girls in the office yesterday, Lydia was there, Aoife, Dana, Rachel, we all tested it.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, you're so hot. Like, you're hot anyway, but raised.
Did you feel hotter wearing your shades?
Do you know what? I do, I suppose. Sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit like tired or I just want to run downtown and like not like meet anybody.
Eye contact.
Yeah. I do. I actually do think it makes you look sexier. I do. There, I've said it. I agree with whoever told me that. Like, there is lots of things about sunglasses. I suppose it kind of like accentuates your cheekbones and stuff when you have sunglasses on. And like, I suppose there's the
depends on the shades as well, of course.
Oh God, some shades are so dodgy.
Yeah.
I won't say which ones.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, and also it kind of gives that air of mystery. You don't know. Ooh, what's behind that?
You're hiding something.
Oh yeah. What's going on behind there?
So you're saying that this accessory can up the hotness.
Yeah, 50%.
If somebody puts this on, all of a sudden it ups their hotness. But the question is, what else ups someone's hotness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've been around the office.
Yes, I have.
You've had the chats.
Yeah.
This is educational. Take a listen.
An interest in history. And my friends used to take the mick out of me in school over it. And my friend Aoife used to always say, oh, talk history to me.
A chain. I love a chain.
Like a Connell? Like,
not even a Connell chain. But yeah, just not a thick chain. Just like a thin chain. Makes all the difference.
So someone could be a 0 or a 1. And if they spell good, they will instantly be brought up to like an 8.
a backwards hat, okay? And not just any backwards hat, like a trucker hat. You know, like an American trucker hat, but backwards. And if you've got a beard, that's a short thing. Not a woman now. Just a man.
I swear, the hat for me, I was like, really? The backward hat it's just reminds one. Me of like a kid wearing their hat. Like
and she's not even talking about a baseball cap, she's talking about a trucker's hat. So it's quite specific.
What's a trucker hat? I just thought it was like a peak hat, no?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, that is what we're asking you this morning. Do you want mine?
Yeah, go
I
on.
Actually think regular glasses now I find really sexy. I think
okay.
they like
sexy specs.
On anyone, like glasses are kind of like, I don't know, they just really like
good, because I need them soon.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And you've been in denial for
yeah,
quite
I know,
some time.
I know.
And the other thing I love on a guy is a V-neck t-shirt. Yeah, I think V-neck.
I can't
is
wear a V-neck.
Not too low. It can still be like, you know, up there, but like, oh yeah, there's something about a V-neck.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't you wear it?
I don't know. I think you need more of a defined chest for a V-neck. So I stick with the round necks just for safety. You know?
I know, but it's real. I don't know. I'd love to see you in one. I'd like to try it out on you. Not like that.
Other ones mentioned there, the chain. I agree with that. I thought Aoife said an interesting history, not an interest in history.
Because
I'm into that. If you've got an interesting history, yeah.
If you've got a good story.
Yeah.
No, she likes someone that like has history knowledge.
And I agree with Dana on spelling and grammar. Oh.
Beat
breakfast.
Right, so it seems sunglasses make people 50% hotter, according to...
I really feel like there's some resistance to this theory that I have shared with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think girls can be very reliant on their sunglasses to hide all ailments, you know?
What are you saying? Like we just put them on to like... No, like they do. Everybody puts them on to... Yeah, they up your hotness by 50%.
Okay,
I don't
okay,
care. I'm
okay.
standing by it.
Right, I can tell you a top answer at the moment. It's the old reliable. We've had it on this show before, but the Snickers pants. The Snickers pants. We had a message in. Sinead in Ballymurrin says, wearing Snicker pants and being a really playful and active dad.
Sinead, I get you. I get you, girl. I get you. It's about the dad thing with the Snickers. It's like something about it that makes you... Oh yeah, they go hand in hand, basically. Yeah.
Sammy in Wexford, hey, Snickers makes a man more attractive. Oh, and motorbike leathers.
No.
And confidence and sarcasm.
No. The leathers don't do it
don't
for me.
It
no,
for
no,
you.
No. Do you not think the it's just such a look, isn't it?
It is a look.
Like,
it is a look.
Fair play to anyone that does it.
Laura says, men in Snickers pants. My husband wears them to work every day and he's lucky he gets up before me, otherwise he wouldn't get out the door alive.
I love that. Good for you, hun.
And we'll come back to this more in a moment, but let's chat. Jane, how's the form?
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're good. How are you this morning and where are you?
I am in Killoran on my way to work.
Okay. Is it lovely and sunny?
Damn, do you know what? It's got potential.
Okay.
That's
oh.
what I'd say.
Okay.
It's definitely got potential.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Right, talk to
definitely.
Us.
Definitely.
Yeah, what instantly makes someone even hotter than they were before?
Oh, a good cocky swagger. I love a confident man. I walk on a man. I don't know what it is. I think just confidence is really attractive in a man. If they've got a particular walk, then that does it for me.
And are they like strutting down the main street or what? Like where have you seen this swagger that you can kind of give as an example?
I don't want somebody who's overconfident or anything like that, because that's just a turn off. But somebody who just has a good confidence in themselves, walking along, not stooping. And unfortunately,
not stooping,
not many Irish men have it. So I tend not to date Irish men just because of this.
Because the walk.
Yeah, because they just don't have that confidence. Men kind of potter about in Ireland.
We are a nation of potters.
And shuffling. Like, is there always shuffling?
Yeah, and shuffling.
Yeah,
so,
every
day.
I think what we need to do is, I suppose, what you're telling the men is to treat the main street, wherever they are, whatever town, village, county, as a catwalk.
Everything
like
is a catwalk.
Like they're in Milan, like.
Oh, have a good stride, a good walk, and head up, and know what you're about. It's great.
Okay.
This could be a game changer for people this morning. You might have opened up something here, Jane. I really like this. This could be.
I hope so.
Yeah, but this could be some kind of business you could start. You know.
How to walk with confidence. Listen, we love it, Jane. You have a great day.
Have a great
all right.
Tuesday, hon.
You too.
Bye. 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 A couple more.
Top of the morning.
Wake
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat.
Week
Breakfast.
In America. Not going on over there at the moment. And we should start with, right, pronunciation. How do you say the vice president's name?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
No, you're both wrong. She's made this clear that it's actually pronounced like the word comma, C-O-M-M-A. Kamala.
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 Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala. Kamala.
So anyway, a big week for her, and as we know, she's Kamala. Now going to be the, yes, Kamala.
It's going to take me a while.
Yeah, I know.
I've been living a life.
But I think you should pronounce people's names as they would like them to be pronounced.
Oh, totally. You it's know? Just ever the rest of the world was saying Kamala.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm glad she found her voice. She'll need that in her campaign.
She's got a busy few months ahead. She's been criticised for a lot of things. Some of them fair, like her record and her, that. Some of them unfair, like her gender and her race and all that kind of thing. Mm. But one of the things that she's been criticised for quite a bit is her laugh. And even Donald Trump this week had this to say.
Kamala, I call her laughing Kamala. You ever watch her laugh? She's crazy. You know, you can tell a lot by her laugh. No, she's crazy. She's nuts.
So yeah, that's... Well,
he doesn't have the right pronunciation.
No, and you know what? I don't think I've ever seen that man laugh, which is weirder to me. Think about it. Yeah. Have you ever seen him laugh? Ever?
No.
No,
he doesn't laugh. I don't trust someone who doesn't laugh. Anyway, let's give you an example of what we're talking about. This is Kamala and her laughs.
Poor hubby.
Great.
Now, I have to say, I love being with people like that because if somebody has a good belly laugh, that alone can make me laugh, even if the thing isn't funny in the first place.
It's completely infectious. Yeah. Like, if somebody, like, actually, Aoife that works with us and who's like, her laugh just makes me smile. And she laughs a lot. Like,
yeah. Well, Kamala has been talking about her laugh, and this is what she had to say.
Apparently, some people love to talk about the way I laugh. Well, let me just tell you something. I have my mother's laugh. And I grew up around a bunch of women in particular who laughed from the belly. They laughed. They would sit around the kitchen and drinking their coffee, telling big stories with big laughs. You know, I'm never going to be... That's just... I'm not that person. And I think it's really important for us to remind each other and our younger ones, don't be confined to other people's perception about... Yeah. What this looks like and who you how you should act in order to be, right? It's really important. It's important.
Let us start talking to Drew Barrymore there.
I love that. She's so right, because I think when you're like, if you're not confident in yourself, you do probably hold back on like that kind of expressive.
And laugh is such a natural thing to do that to think that somebody might try and contain us because of what other people think of it, I just think it's so wrong. I mean, you have a bit of a distinctive laugh yourself when you throw in your occasional little snort.
Do you like when I laugh if I laugh at your joke?
Oh, I love it. And then when I get that, then I know I'm winning.
I'm such a regular snorter. Yeah. That's come to me late in my
really?
In the last few years.
Life.
I don't think I snorted like in my 20s. I think it's a later development,
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.